Father in heaven, we need more of you. We need more of you this morning. We lay our cares down at your feet. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Sing unto him this morning.
I need you more, more than yesterday. I need you, Lord, more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord.
I'm gonna sing that again.
I need you more. Oh, more than yesterday. I need you, Lord. More than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord.
Sing all together. I need you more.
I need you more.
More than yesterday.
I need you, Lord.
I
We need you more than we've ever had to need you. Not because of our needs that we want met, but because we want to know you more. We cry out to you tonight, Father, that you, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the God who made man and breathed into him your word, and man became a living soul. Lord, oh God, that you breathe on us again and revive us, energize us. Lord, spiritualize us by the authority of your word. Lord, oh God, that we will live exemplary lives in honor of your everlasting name and be a force that you move in and through to demolish the workings of darkness and to see the captives set free. Father, we need you more than ever before. And we're asking, O God, for an outpouring tonight. Lord, O God, as you tabernacle with your people, let, O God, the heavens be open. Lord, O God, let us hear you clearly. May we receive the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge in you. For it is the people that know you are God that do exploits, that are great. Lord, increase our greatness in you tonight. Father, in just a moment, your servant, your son, is going to speak to us your words of life. We position ourselves to receive the word that you have for us. And we thank you, Lord, for the supernatural download from your very throne room into him as your vessel. The Lord, oh God, tonight, he will speak as your oracle and present to God, to your people, that which is needed for your glory and honor. We are thankful, Father, for your manifold blessings. We are thankful for life given. We are thankful for the energization of grace that is flowing in us and through us, standing with us and abiding with us. Thank you, Father, for your abiding grace. And all of God's people in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. It is with great joy that I introduce a dear son tonight to us here and to those that are listening online. He's in the new day already from whence he's speaking, and he's going to bring us into that new day also. Amen? Praise God. May I have him? All right, there. I see you. How are you doing tonight? Or this morning?
Great.
Awesome.
To God, glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You are such a dear son of the Most High God. And, you know, I am thrilled to experience God with you in a very real way. And tonight we are ready to receive the word of the Lord, that which he has placed in your spirit for us. I know you're going to be here towards the end of this month in person with us for prophetic deliverance ministration, but we're going to take you for now in expectation for that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we're excited about the goodness of God, and we bless you, and we're ready to receive Apostle Paul Amen. Let's give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Amen. 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 Be blessed, and thank you for coming.
Hallelujah. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be in this prophetic moment, this prophetic season. And I'm excited to be in this place. And I give God the glory for the privilege to be before you today. I also want to thank Bishop and Mama. Thank you for being a prophetic covering for us. Thank you for your grace that you reach out, and your consistency in what you have been doing, and the example as a spiritual parent you've been laying before us and making us know that it's possible to do it right. You don't have to go through the shortcut. Amen. Going along with God, we always give you rest. And then thank God for the mighty things that God is doing through you across the globe. Your life is so much a grace to emulate. And thank God for you. I trust God that very soon again, in the next few weeks, we'll be together physically to the glory of God. Mama, you're looking so young. I don't know. You're making us looking so old, you know. But thank God, whatever you are eating, please share the recipe, please. You know, thank God for you. Thank you for the support. Thank you for supporting them. Papa, God bless you so much, and to the glory of God. You know, every time I look at you, I wonder if you are actually a great grandma already. I don't know, but whatever God is showing you, show us the way that seems right. We want that recipe to look young. God bless you, and thank God for all of the leadership, all of the leadership of the church. We thank God for leadership of Glory and Peace, the Gap Church. We thank God for your life. Thank you for the support. In Jesus' name, and everyone that is joining online, everyone, we want to trust God for what he's doing today. Now, this is a prophetic conference. It's the Sukkot conference, and it's very profound, because every time God is ready to do something, he releases a season, and that season, everyone sensitive to it, jump into the season. One of the things that season does is that it brings an end to a cycle. Either a painful cycle, an afflicted cycle, that season that God has prepared for that particular time, once you're sensitive, it brings an end to it. And I don't think that God will always organize conferences or gather people for entertainment, but I believe for an experience. So we trust the Lord supernaturally for an experience tonight, by the power of the Almighty God. So I want you to be sensitive for what God is ready to say, and let your spirit be open to receive God's divine instructions and also what God is ready to do. Number two, in a season, every time God wants to do something, not only is there a season to end a cycle, he brings seasoned men of God, prophets, apostles, teachers, people that are leadership in the move of God to become a mouthpiece for what God is ready to do. The Bible says that God will not do anything on earth except he first revealed it to his servant, the prophet. So I believe strongly that all of the speakers are seasoned for this conference to speak the counsel of God to your life. And I want you to be ready to receive it. Number three, you need to understand that when God is ready to move, it's not about particularly about the crowd, but about the willingness of the heart of people. Make sure you know that God is going to deal with you one-on-one wherever you are. Number four, you need to understand when God is releasing the season, distance is not a barrier. Wherever you are listening from, whether you are online, whether you are in the church room, whether you are in your bedroom, on your kitchen table, in your living room, God can reach you there. supernatural. God can reach you there. I want to quickly share a testimony to make you know about that God can reach. We had a crusade just a few days ago in one of the states in Nigeria, and someone was just walking past and suddenly felt the noise. I heard the noise of the crusade. So let him go and join. He doesn't believe. In his testimony, he said he doesn't believe in miracles. He just like wanted to come, you know, one of those people that feel like can mock the church or something. But he came and he began to hear the word, and he was totally convinced. And he heard me speak something very powerful, that God can reach you through your pictures, whatever you're using as a point of contact. So he had a niece that has not worked for 4 years. He has not worked for 4 years. So he brought out the picture from his phone and begin to say, if this is true, let God answer. If this is truly true. So he lifted it up and I began to minister the healing power of God. And it says that once the service was over the first day, he called to ask for the knees because it was late, he didn't pick the call. So the next day he called and he asked, what happened? He says last night the knee started walking. He just wonder she just got up and started walking exactly the time the word of God is being released. What am I trying to make you know is that there is no distance in the spirit when it comes to God moving in a season. So whoever you have as a burden in your heart or whatever the situation is, we are going to present it before God and we are going to see what God will do in the name of Jesus Christ. So let's jump into the word because I am so excited with the theme of this conference, this Sukkot conference, the abiding grace, of God. And that is what will be extended to whoever is hearing me, wherever under heaven. I am so confident that God is ready to do something. Thank you, Father, Lord of God. We thank you for the privilege. I ask you, Lord, that you influence my thought and my speech. Let me speak, O God, expressively with an utterance, what you've inspired in my heart. And let somebody listening anywhere receive this grace in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, because you will give them an understanding heart, a receptive spirit, and make their faith active. And your name alone will be glorified. I ask for 3 miracles. Heal the sick, save the sinner, release the oppressed, revive the Christian, revive the believer, restore the backslider in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's experience miracles in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you one more time, Papa. God bless you and God bless you, Mama, for the privilege. I want to jump into the Word of God now. Now we are talking about the abiding grace of God. Before I jump in understanding the abiding grace of God, let us know what the grace of God is. I know we've been hearing the word grace and grace and grace and grace. But grace, that word grace, is the core center point of a Christian life. Christianity is actually not functionable without the grace of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, profound word, Hebrews 4, 16, it said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. I like that. Unto the throne of grace, not the throne of judgment, but the throne of grace. And we need to understand, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Not only obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. What is about this grace? Before we talk about the abiding grace, let us know what this grace is all about, because one of the profound tools to function as a believer is knowledge. And once that knowledge is acquired, I'm telling you, possibilities is easy. You will begin to express possibilities because that knowledge begin to make you function as you apply it. You know, so the very center and core of the old Bible, very center and core of a Christian life, is the doctrine of grace, is the grace of God. The grace of God, because no believer, as long as you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, can actually work out your salvation without the grace of God. So grace becomes the most important concept in the Bible, because Christianity and the word is mostly clearly expressed in the promise of God revealed in the scripture embedded in Jesus Christ. How do you function as a Christian without the grace of God? You receive everything as a believer by grace. By grace. So what is grace? I strongly believe that grace, number one, is the love of God shown to the unlovable. Grace of God is the love of God shown to the unlovable, to the weak, to the unaccepted, the grace of God. You know, so it's so much. The grace of God is the free sovereign favor to the person that does not deserve it by God. The grace of God, check all through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Every patriarch, everyone that has been a champion, everyone that God used mightily, everyone that had possibility in their life, ministry, or whatever God has called them to do, function in this grace. It was the grace of God that called Abraham from the city of Hor into the promised land. It is the grace of God that gave them the power to fulfill destiny and to break loose the children of Israel, breaking loose from Egypt into the promised land. It is the grace of God that helped David to kill Goliath, because we know, obviously, it's not strength. It is the grace of God that even made Jesus Christ to succeed as a son of God on earth. Apostle Paul expressively told us that I am what I am by the grace of God. So we need to understand what this grace is all about. You know, so grace is the love that cares and stoops and rescues the one that is lost. Grace stooped down to the dust. Grace stooped down to our debt. Grace stooped down to our trouble and rescued us. We need to understand that this grace is so definite. Grace is what is most needed in the Christian life. So in other words, whatever possibility God is ready to give you, you will know that you are not getting it by your ability. You're not getting it by your certificate, by your education, by your qualification, because you can be educated but yet not lifted. I have seen people gifted but yet not lifted. I have seen people intelligent, but when grace is absent, it becomes a burden. Whatever you must become in life, you must begin to experience that the grace of God is what is mostly needed. And this is why I want to, before we talk about the abiding, we need to understand what that grace is all about. And this is the grace of God that God requires us to have. You know, so number one, we need to understand that grace teaches us that we receive what we don't deserve from God. Grace gives us nothing less than God himself. Grace is not just something that just happened. No, it is God himself presenting to us possibilities. We are living in a world where it has been interfered with darkness and systems are difficult. So for you to get ahead in life, we have discovered that men reward people by what they deserve. The system of men give to you by your labor and hard work. That is even when you're lucky, because these days, sometimes you see people work so hard and they give the reward to somebody else. So we live in a world where judgment, when man releases judgment, it kills. But the grace of God makes alive. So we live in a world that is not fair, because people are rewarded by their effort. People are rewarded by their competitive attributes and what have you. But when the grace of God is at work, it gives you advantage, because you are receiving what you don't deserve. You are receiving what effort cannot give you. You are receiving what your education, thank God for education and all of that, but what your education cannot give you. You are receiving something that your ability cannot give you. This is why we talk about the grace of God. So the Bible says in Philippians 2 and 13, say, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. That is what grace is all about. So in the Christian faith, we see that we can even not please God by our own ability. But it is the grace of God that even work in us to be able to please God. There is something so formidable and so powerful about this grace. You know, so we can do nothing without the grace of God. So, you see, over and over again, we can talk about the grace. We can talk about God's grace. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9, Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9, he said something profound. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. So we are saved by grace, through faith, and not of yourself. The Bible says it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Lest any man should boast. So what does that tell us? That grace is the foundation of the Christian faith. Grace is the foundation of Christian faith. It is God's unmerited favor. It is divine influence of God upon the heart of man. And that grace is reflectable in our life. Everything we are and everything we have in Christ begins and ends with grace. The grace. The grace. The Greek word there says is charis. What it means, it means kindness. It means favor. It means gift. So grace is God doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. So this is so important, because if you understand this, I will be able to move on to London, make you understand quickly what the abiding grace is. I know we hear about this grace, but you see, grace is the ability to function without struggle, to receive without asking. This is grace. The Bible says in Romans 11 and verse 6, it says, if by grace, then it no longer works. In other words, when grace is at work, ability disappears. When grace is at work, ability disappears. And if by grace, then it is no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it by works, then it's no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. So in other words, when grace is functioning in a man's life, his ability disappear, because he will begin to produce result without struggle. Hallelujah. Oh my God. When you begin this, there is nothing you are looking for than the grace of God. I want to say something to someone very profound, that if everything you have in your life is what you sweat for, then you are cursed. Because there are some things you need to receive by grace. Because if you are working for everything, then you are behind your timetable in life, because you can't fulfill destiny by hard labor. Thank God for hard work. I am not encouraging laziness. Thank God for hard work. You know, but the truth about it is that there are places, there are levels, there are seasons, there are timetable to catch up by God's grace. By God's grace. You cannot do everything by ability. You need the grace of God to even train your children. You need the grace of God to keep a relationship. You need the grace of God to make certain things happen. This is the grace we are talking about. It says, because this grace, what is it? It is on a hand, undeserved, an unrepayable gift of God. Because it is not by works, my God. It is time we need to understand that we need to begin to embrace this grace of God that is talking about. You know, how do I explain now? Grace is like a lifeboat, like a lifeguard given to a drowning man. The man is struggling in the water, is drowning, and they throw a lifeguard or a lifeboat to this man. You know, it is not his swimming that hand him his life. He just received that lifeboat, and that lifeguard brings him to safety. That is what the grace of God. Every time you are struggling about a particular thing, ask God for grace. I am telling you, you will see grace becomes like a perfume that destroys demonic odors from your life. This is the grace of God. Grace. And we know that grace comes from God, because God's grace is what we need to understand. John chapter 1 verse 14. All the way to 17, I'll paraphrase the word. John chapter 1, 14, John chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, paraphrasing the word. It says, the word became flesh, full of grace and truth. The word become flesh. In other words, as long as you live in this flesh, to succeed and to have advantage over man, you need grace. You need grace. Number two, it says, and his fullness we have received grace for grace. Grace for grace. So you see, the grace of God is not about doctrine. The grace of God is not about what we just speak about in the Bible. It's a person. It's a person. And you have to receive this person to begin to experience this grace of God. The grace of God. So in other words, what is that purpose of grace? The purpose of grace is to make us fulfill what God has mandated us, gifted us, and created us to fulfill in life. As long as you are in this world, you need grace to fulfill destiny. You need grace to fulfill destiny. And we can understand this is what God is talking about. So if I, because I can keep going on and talk about grace and grace and grace and grace and grace, you know, but I want to show us what then is the abiding grace. The abiding grace. What is the abiding grace? I said the abiding grace is living in the power, living in the environment, living in the system of God's unchanging favor. I say it again. What is abiding grace? I explain abiding grace as living in the power, living in the system, living in the presence of God's unchanging favor. Unchanging favor. Unchanging favor. To be connected to a God that you need this grace for. I have explained to you that you function by this grace. Because whatever you are going to receive in life to give you advantage in the world of man is the backing of grace. But you see, you don't just receive it, you stay in it. It's called the staying power, the abiding, because if you truly want to function in grace, you need to be connected to who is the source of grace, which is God. John 15, verse 4 and 5. John 15, 4 and 5. This was Jesus Christ speaking as he was beginning to wrap up for his passion. The Bible says he began to explain to his disciples what they need to know. He said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. Then he went on to say, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. So what is that? You abide in him. In verse 5, it says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abided in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth, not just fruit, much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So grace is a person. And Christ is explaining to us that if you want to be fruitful, you want to have advantage in this world, you want to do what God has destined you to do, there is a connecting factor. You have to abide. It's a beautiful word. Grace is one of the most beautiful languages in heaven. But you need to understand that you need it here on earth to function, to be able to put ahead, to be able to have advantage of men. Let me give you a story. You need to know that in this world, we're living in a world interfered with spirits and all demonic activities, whether you believe it or not, yeah? And you see, everyone wants an advantage. Everyone wants to be ahead. Everyone wants to succeed in their career, whatever they want to do. But you need to know that no man approaches whatever they are chasing as an ordinary person. It doesn't matter how they look. There'll be so much in the past few weeks, seeing people invoking spirits, invoking demonic activities, to have advantage, to give them possibilities. Is it that kind of world you want to be without the grace of God? Or you think it's by skills? You think it's by intelligence or by beauty or by effort? No, I have seen all of that fail. I have seen beautiful people, yet they fail. I have seen intelligent people, yet they fail. Not because their intelligence can't work for them, but it has been interfered with spiritual manipulation to give the lesser person advantage. That is why we see servants ride on horses and kings are trekking. People that don't deserve certain things, advantage. Is this that word you want to be ordinary in? The grace of God is needed. Because it is that grace that gave Abraham the advantage. It is that grace that lifted David from the backside to the front. My God, a shepherd boy becoming a king. My God, what did he do? It's the grace of God. It's the grace of God that reached down all the way and fetched Peter from as being a fisherman to become a pastor. Fetch Apostle Paul from Saul of Tarsus and make him an apostle. It is the grace. Remember, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. This is what we're talking about. For you to function, you need to be connected to this grace. And who is this personality? Jesus spoke to his disciples. He says, you must abide in me and I in you continually. It is the same power of connecting to this grace to enjoy the possibilities that this grace produces. Grace, my God, I was asking a question the other day that Joseph was in prison and the Bible says he prospers. I wonder what he was selling. He prospers in the prison where others are angry. Others are confined and bitter with the government or bitter with the system. Joseph was prospering. Why? Because there is a grace on him. What does that make you understand? That location does not determine your blessing, but what is on you. It does not matter where you find yourself. When the grace of God is on you, the location responds. It is not the throne that makes a king. It is the king that makes a throne. Anywhere the king sits is a throne. There is a grace that comes upon you, my God, that significantly begin to make you function without struggle. Oh, my God. Wherever you find yourself, if the grace of God is with you, you will find yourself having the possibility. Another person that inspired me was John the Baptist. The Bible says he was in the wilderness. Wilderness is a dry place. Wilderness is a place of no pasture. Nothing works in the wilderness. But yet people left the city to go find him in the wilderness. Why? Because his name means the grace of God. The grace of God. Connecting to who carried this grace brings functionality. My God. And I'm seeing that you don't struggle with people that carry grace. My God. Once you see this happen, you begin to see the manifestation of the God, the Lord God. So the abiding grace that not only forgives, but also sustains, not only redeems, but also renews. This is what we're talking about, the abiding grace. The abiding grace means to remain connected to the life-giving power of Christ. That is what we talk about, the abiding grace. To be connected, to be in connection to the life-giving power of Jesus. That is what we're talking about, the abiding. You are connected to what carries it. As long as the tree is connected to its roots, it will produce. The day the tree said, I'm okay, he wants to connect, it will dry up with time. Once you disconnect from the source, you begin to dry. Everyone that truly succeed in the Bible succeeded because of the grace of God. Succeeded because of the ability. I've seen Bishop Zeno sometimes see the miraculous happen through him and you wonder, what kind of possibility is this? I discover his grace. When you lay hands on the sick and they receive healing, I see that is grace. So in other words, competing with Him will become fertile. Is to connect what is your secret of producing this kind of result is what we are talking about. The grace of God. God giving him the ability to produce results. This is what we are talking about. The grace of God. Why is connected to a source, a life-giving source. What am I trying to say today? That God is ready to do something in your lives. What are you connected to? Are you abiding? Are you connected to that life-giving power of God? So the abiding grace is the source, number one, is the source to our spiritual life. What is the abiding grace? Number one, is the source to our spiritual life. John 15, 4 and 5, the Bible, Jesus Christ said it. He said, without me, there is no vitality. Apart from Christ, there is no true spiritual vitality. You can succeed. How will I put it? No matter how much the fish desire to fly, he will struggle because that is not his greatest environment. If the fish wants to struggle, let him try to fly. He will struggle. But when the fish is in his greatest environment, even when the grace, when he's not, he is sick, you won't even know. Sometimes people ask, you know, like, I think I remember I was saying to bishops, you know, sometime, you know, I said, how do you just have strength? You just go on and on and on and on. You know, the day he said he don't want to be a minister of God, he wants to go be a banker. He will be frustrated, you know, because that is not his habitat. You want to go and bank, I want to go and be a bank manager and start counting people's money. You'll just be losing, you'll just be making people's money lost because it is not your grace environment. And before you know, you start struggling. People struggle because they are disconnected from their grace environment. I don't care how weak the fish is. You can't beat the fish in his grace environment. And our grace environment, our spiritual vitality is connected to God. My God is connected to God. I saw a very beautiful write-up the other day. That when God wanted to create the fish, he spoke to the water. He wanted to create the tree, he spoke to the earth. So they become the source and the life givers of those animals or plants. And when God wanted to create man, he spoke to himself. He spoke to himself. So our life is connected to the life of Christ. If we want to function, we must be connected, abiding, connected to this life giving. If the fish wants to die, it will leave the source. If the tree wants to die, it leaves the source. If man wants to die, it leaves the source. The source. So Christ is our spiritual vitality. Jesus says, abide in me and I in you. The word abide in the Greek word means meno. What it means is means to stay continually. To stay continually implies consistently staying. Not that you visit today, tomorrow, you know, all of this. Today you're a child of God, tomorrow you're a child of the devil. No, that is not what it's saying. You want to function in this grace ability, you have to stay. Consistently stay, and this is what he said, not visit him, just as the branch received life from the vine, so we receive life from Christ. If you cut off the branch, just a matter of time, it will go dry and it will die. So God is showing us that for us to experience this function of grace and possibilities, the first thing is that we have to abide to the source of our spiritual life. We have to abide. Beloved, let us start drawing life from Christ. Number two, about the abiding grace. I say something that you will never forget. If grace saved you, grace will sustain you. No, yes. If grace saved you, grace will sustain you. Don't ever forget it. If grace take you up to the mountain, grace will keep you there. If grace opened the doors for you, grace will keep the doors open. If grace gives you to marriage, grace will keep the marriage. If grace gives you children, grace will keep the children. I'm telling you, the Bible said something very profound. It said, if a man built a city without the Lord, he built it in vain. If a man tried or a woman tried to build a home without the Lord, he builds it in vain. Try to train children without the grace of God, it is in vain. Try to stay healthy without the Lord, it is in vain. Because there is an arrow that flies. I have seen people that slept healthy and woke up sick. The enemy is shooting arrows. Psalm 91 told us there is a arrow that flies by the who is shooting it. It is the grace of God that protects. Anything you do that grace of God does not sustain or cover is a waste of time. If you build wealth without the grace of God, it's a waste of time. I've seen people that build wealth and suddenly lose it overnight. So we see that if grace save you, grace sustain you. Let's look at number two so that we'll begin to pray and I'll begin to round up. So number two, power of the abiding grace is that grace makes us produce fruitfulness, much fruit, or gives us fruitful lifestyle, or produce fruitful living. Jesus said that if you abide in me, you will produce much fruit. This is what is saying in John 15 and 5. You will produce much fruit. Galatians 5, 22 to 23 tells us about the grace of God. Tell us about the fruit producing grace of God. We produce different fruit. So he said, true fruitfulness is the result of abiding grace. True fruitfulness is the result of the abiding, not striving. You don't struggle. No, you just stay. So you want to be fruitful, connect. You want to produce result, connect. You want to see the flow of God, connect. So he that abideth in me bringeth much fruit. So fruit is the outward evidence of the inward connection. And it produces for us the character of Christ that manifests in the life of a believer. So you want to be fruitful. It shows who you are connected to. My God. So grace is not just a passive force. It is a divine energy. It's not just a passive force. It is a divine energy that produces spiritual result, physical result. My God. Apostle Paul says something in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10. He says, I labor more abundantly than they all, yet but not I. But the grace of God which was with me, he labored than every one of them, but yet it's not I. But the grace of God which was with me. So fruit is not the product of labor alone, but is the product of life. But it's the product of life who you are connected to. Not just the product of labor, Apostle Paul was explaining, but the product of life. My God. I pray for someone today that in the name of Jesus Christ, you will begin to produce result. Even in old age, you will produce result by the power of the Almighty God. You will produce result. You can try everything you want to try. If you are not connected to that abiding force, your fruit will not last. Things will just crumble. But connecting to it makes it last. The measure of grace in our life is not seen by our busyness, but it is seen in our fruitfulness. It is seen in our fruitfulness. Hallelujah. I have never seen a tree that is struggling to produce fruit when it's connected to its source, connected to the right source. I have never seen, except it's out of it. So also a believer, when he's abiding in that connecting grace of God, he bears fruit. I pray for somebody today that your season to be fruitful is here in the name of Jesus Christ. Fruitfulness is not just achieved by effort. Just stay connected. Fruitfulness is not achieved by effort. It is only produced by abiding, by connecting, by abiding. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release that fruitfulness in Jesus' name. Number three, result of abiding. Number one, we say that abiding produces a spiritual life. Abiding grace is a source of our spiritual life. It is the source of our sustainers. Number two, we see that abiding grace produces fruitful living. Let's look at number three. Abiding grace, that abiding connection, guarantees power. My God, Calibra de Vedusa, guarantees power. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, and Hebrews 4:16, where we started from, it says the grace of God enables us to stand strong through trials, through resistance. Oh my God, gives us the power over weakness. Look at it. Thank you for that. He says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My God, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities than the power of Christ may rest upon me. In other words, it produces power. That abiding grace gives you the ability to function, that in the place of weakness, you are producing power. If you go to the water and see the fish swimming, you will never know when the fish is weak or tired, because it's connected to its source. You will never know why, because that environment finds itself has become power in its weakness. So the fish might be tired, but you don't know, he's still swimming. And like, is this fish not getting tired? No. Even when it's tired, it's not revealed, it's not exposed, because it's in the environment of its abiding grace. So it guarantees power. It says, my grace is sufficient for thee. What does that mean? It means grace does not always remove that thorn, but it strengthens us to bear it sometimes. So when you are even tired, the grace of God keeps moving you on. Sometimes you want to give up. The grace of God keeps pushing you, because there is a destiny calling. There's a destiny calling. So the abiding grace of God gives us power to endure. Give us power for the staying power. Give us power sometimes to endure even trials, endure hardship, endure temptation. That, you know, sometimes the battles seem overwhelming, but the grace of God says, don't worry, you are going to make it. There is a destiny ahead of you. So the abiding grace gives us that sustaining power to bear some trials, so that we will not lose our faith, so that we will stay strong, that we may come boldly, Hebrews 4:16, to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and to find grace in the time of need. So this grace is living. This grace is active. This grace is abundant. This grace is always available. So whatever you are carrying today as pain, as disappointment, temptation, or maybe fear, the grace of God is still sufficient for you to overcome. The grace of God is still sufficient. So when you abide in grace, trials become a testimony for you. When you abide in grace, what people call battle will become simple for you. When you abide in grace, burdens become a blessing. Hallelujah. I pray for someone today, for the staying power, that the grace of God gives you the ability, my God, to stay and to overcome. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh my God, God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, because you cannot move in this world without seeing so many things. I'm telling you, people disappoint you, teach them disappoint you, people betray you, all manner of things. It takes the grace of God to push forth and know that there is more to you than meets the eyes. There's something about you that God wants to do. So grace does not always change our circumstances, but always changes me in my circumstances. Say that again. Grace does not always change my circumstances, but always changes me in my circumstances. Give me a different perspective to have the wisdom of God concerning those circumstances. We cannot abide in Christ except we first of all receive who has the grace. I want to pray for someone today, and there is an abiding grace available if we can connect to it. The cross, I believe, is the vine from which all graces flow. Jesus Christ says, is a tree, and that is like that cross. Jesus abided in the Father's will even unto death. But you see, that he might abide in life forever. Whatever the Bible says, we need to understand that the abiding grace is our sustaining factor. It's why we will flow. It's why we will produce. It's why we will have power. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, profound word. It says, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, that through his poverty ye might be rich. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, for we know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is that person that we need to connect to. That you through his poverty might become rich. Grace began at Calvary and continues through eternity. This grace I have introduced to you, this abiding grace. So now you need to understand that this abiding grace is not just a feeling, but it's a lifestyle. Remember, you cannot function in this life without the backing of this grace. You need this grace in your family. You need this grace in your career. You need this abiding grace in your businesses. You need this abiding grace in your relationship. It means you remain in Christ. When storm comes, when doubt rises, when the night is long, you are connected to him because you know you will have victory at the end of the day. You need this abiding grace. I want you to understand that there is a warfare around us. People are no longer the way we see them. Many people are no longer the way we see them. My God, what is behind the scene, we amaze you. How people have become diabolical, fetish, and or what have you. But you see, the grace of God gives you advantage over these things. People want to achieve certain things by consulting spirits, consulting all manner of spiritual, what have you. But the grace of God gives you advantage. When the grace of God is at work in your life, I'm telling you, no matter what anyone tries to do, they will not succeed. Imagine you wants to go into the river to go and compete with a fish. I don't care how much they teach you how to swim. You cannot be better than who is gifted in it, who is graced in it. You can never be better than who is graced. You can be one of the best swimmers. When you come to swim with the fish, you can never beat the fish. Whatever you are training in is different from what somebody is graced for. So I want you to know that this abiding grace gives you advantage over people, give you advantage over the system of life. And this is what God is willing to do. And I pray for somebody today that will begin to understand that this is what God will do for you to produce results. I feel in my spirit there are some of you, before the year is over, the kind of result that you will produce will even amaze you in the name of Jesus Christ. Three things I want to say before I close. Number one is that the abiding grace daily through prayers and scripture. How do I abide in this grace? Three things. Number one, through prayers and studying of the word. You must know the information, the revelation about this word. You must know constantly, continually in prayer and the study of the word. You must know what God is saying. That is how to abide in this grace. You are not far from the word of God. You are not far from praying. I was telling a man of God the other day, and I said, how do you talk to people about a God you don't talk to? I don't know, what you say. What do you say? Some of you want to go to the world, and you have not talked to who can help you have an advantage in the world. To abide in this, you just have to be constantly in touch with the God of grace. through his word. Number two, how do I abide in grace? By continually, constantly be in the place of faith and not faith obedience. Obedience is a proof that you believe. Faith, because the currency that you use to transact between you and God is faith. Hebrews 11 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith becomes the connecting life wire to operate in this abiding faith. Through this abiding faith, faith. Number three, how do I abide in this faith? Constant worship, gratitude, a grateful heart is a flourishing life. Joyful, graceful, you are grateful. You are in the place of worship. You are in the place of praise. Oh my God, you're in a place of gratitude. There is no one that God loves more than a happy heart. Even we as a natural people, we will always gravitate to an happy child. When the child is always, oh my God, this child is happy, you want to embrace the child. God does not relate with complainers. God does not relate with people that is always murmuring. No. There's something he said in Psalm 100. He says, enter his gate with thanksgiving. So the code that opens the gate of God is thanksgiving. So it means that God has gate. I guess maybe the gate where, why would God put a gate? Gate is like a barrier to for intruders. So sometimes I say maybe the gates are for Nigerians, so that because we, if there's no gate, maybe Nigerians will just go and harass God. So God has to put gates. But by the way, but the code that opened the gate of God is thanksgiving. Then he said, number two, come into his court with praise. Our natural court today is a place of complaint and debate over issues. That is the natural court. But God says, so my own court, before you come and lay complaint, come with praise. I'm sharing secrets to you. Come with praise. It's not of complaint. Then he says, and bless his holy name. My God, Mara Sotelia. This profound thought gives you that connecting, abiding influence and environment of receiving this grace. Number one is that you have to be a man of prayers and of the word, because nothing outside the word can God do. Number two, constant obedience and faith in God. Believe God. Number three, you are joyful, you are grateful. You're a man and a woman with a grateful heart. You will enjoy it. Jesus Christ said this, and don't ever forget in that John chapter 15, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. Without me, let it sink here. Without me, you can do nothing. Do nothing means nothing. Spirit, soul, body, ever do nothing. Without me, you can't complete a project. Without me, you can't have a career. Without me, you cannot have those children. Without me, you cannot keep that marriage. Without me, you cannot finish that school. Without you, just cannot produce much fruit. But it says, but with me, ye shall bear much fruit. I don't know which area of your life that you are believing God for much fruit. Right now, I present to you the secret of having that much fruit. And we are going to pray. You want to have victory? We are going to connect to the source of this victory. Without me, you have wondered year and year and year. Now it's time to come and connect to that abiding grace of God. Everyone that I know that succeeded in the Bible connects to the God of grace, to the God of all grace. Want to succeed in this conference? God is showing you that you must come to the place of abiding. It is staying power, the connection to that environment. And we know that the name of the Lord will be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord God. We're going to pray a few moments, and we're going to pray some prayer points, you know, in a few moments, and we get to release you. And remember, It is the abiding grace, connecting. And anyone hearing the sound of my voice, maybe you've not made Jesus the Lord of your life. Right now, we cannot begin the abiding grace until you are connected to who is the grace himself. I told you that grace is not just a doctrine. It is a person. It's not just a word. It's a person. God says, I am that grace. Jesus is that grace. Maybe you're here, you are doing it with your own power, and you've been discouraged, and you find that you try so much, and you look as if it's not working. Now it's time to return. I've just explained to you that no one succeeds in life without the help of grace, except you want to just go back and struggle. But no one succeeds in life except by the grace of God. And we want to then present to you this the personality of grace that you connect yourself with. I'm so joyful, man, that somebody, this is your day, this is your season. I'm going to minister to you by the help of God in the next few minutes, and we're going to see what God will do. But I want to present Jesus. If you've not made Jesus the Lord of your life, I would like you to receive his life today. I would like you to make him the Lord of your life, because without him, you can do nothing. Everything you've been trying to do, you've been trying to do it by yourself. Now it's time to align. Maybe you've even received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you are not serious. You are still trying to use your own power, your own labor, your own hard work to make things, to fix things and all that. No, this is the time that Jesus Christ is presented to you and said, God, I want to hand over this thing. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me if you are labor, or if the labor lady. He said, I will give you rest. His word is him. His truth. His truth. His truth. Enough of struggling. It's time to connect to it. You need to rededicate your life to Christ. This is the time. Before I pray for you and to minister by the word, by what God has inspired in my heart, I want to present that Jesus. And if you're listening to me and Jesus has not been the Lord of your life, I'm saying the Lord of your life, not just your Savior, Lord, but the Lord of your life. He needs to be in charge. I want to present him. I want you to receive him. The Bible says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, not the throne of judgment. It is men that have the throne of judgment. God has the throne of grace. And he says, to obtain mercy. Mercy is obtainable. We shall have time to talk about the mercy of God. And he says, to find grace in the time of need. Every time you are in time of need, it's grace that is needed. Every time you are in need of anything, emotionally, physically, spiritually, material, otherwise, grace is needed to find grace in the time of need. I want you to close your eyes. If you are receiving Jesus Christ for the first time, I believe some people hearing the sound of my voice, your destiny is about to be released. This is the decision that will define this moment. And wherever you are, hearing the sound of my voice, this is the destiny defining moment. It doesn't matter whether you go to church. We're not talking about going to church. We're talking about relationship. We're talking about abiding. And you say, Jesus Christ, please have mercy. I want you to pray this prayer, to ask Jesus to come into you and to receive his life. And if you're making that decision, you can also send a message, amen, to Glory and Peace Church, the Gap Church, and Stephen just made a decision, and I believe they have to follow you in your church room, wherever you are. Just put your hand in your chest and let's pray. Father, thank you for this once, and I believe that your word has come boldly to them. Amen. I thank you, Father Lord, because this is a decision for them. Now, if you're making that decision, I want you to begin to ask the Lord for mercy. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask the Lord to change. Tell the Lord that you need him. Tell him to forgive you from all unrighteousness. Lord, tell him to forgive you from every mistake and every sin. Even the ways you have tried to do it yourself, ask him to give you, to forgive you, to have mercy. Thank you, Father Lord, for forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. Quickly say after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive your life. Thank you for your word. I confess you as Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus, I receive. Come before the throne of grace through the blood of Jesus Christ to obtain mercy in Jesus' name. Say, Father, forgive me from all unrighteousness and from every sin. Anyway, I've come short of your glory. Trying to do it my own way. Lord, be mercy. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart. And God raised you from the dead. And I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving me. Now write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to make heaven my eternal home. Thank you, Father. Mercy. I receive your forgiveness. I receive your grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you made that prayer, you are now a child of God. I pray for today that your sins are forgiven. The yoke and chains of sin is broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. The eternal gift of God, the eternal life of God. And let the power of God begin to show you the best way to serve him. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Bless you if you make that decision. I want you to send a message or probably just meet the counselors after church if you're in the church room. And I believe strongly they will follow up with you or will begin to pray with you. Efforts that will begin to pray for you and asking the Lord to strengthen you. And as you stay abiding in him, you will see his mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. To pray a point before I get to come is that we are going to ask the Lord today, oh my God, that whatever negativity I'm connected to that is always attracting battles in my life, I disconnect it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we are connected to a belief system, to a negative belief system. Sometimes we are connected to family, culture, belief, or something. There is something that, though you are a Christian, but there is a system of belief that you have that is outside God. You want to disconnect from it. That the power of the Almighty God, something that keeps telling you that what has happened to other people in your family will happen to you. No, disconnect from it. You are a child of God. My God, you are connected to a true vine, not a false vine. If you say there is a true vine, then there is a false vine. So whatever is attracting battles in your life, disconnect from it. Say, my Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I disconnect my spirit, soul, and body from every negative vine, vine of family system, vine of family culture, mindset. I disconnect myself in the name of Jesus Christ. I disconnect myself from the vines that is negative, always attracting battles in my life. I disconnect now. Come on, pray that prayer. By the power of the Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I disconnect myself from negative vine, from demonic vine, from vine of negative mindset. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever is attracting battles in my life, I command it to be canceled. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are going to disconnect yourself from family cycle. Disconnect yourself from family repeated battles. What happened to your mother or grandmother shouldn't happen to you. Disconnect now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the staying power is in Jesus, not in family culture or evil patterns. In the name of Jesus Christ, I disconnect myself from every negative. I disconnect myself from every negative influence, every patterns of darkness. I disconnect myself in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Disconnect right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to also disconnect from every demonic dreams. Dreams that manifest in your life. My God, sometimes you have dreams, negative dreams, and it interferes with your expectation. Say in the name of Jesus, every negative dreams interfering with my expectations, every negative dreams interfering with my journey of destiny, let the dreams be canceled right now. Begin to pray. Be canceled right now. Liparatoska payanda batabadosha. Likora bataka zikata barodosha. Every negative dream be canceled, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled. Bukadeka librata kusubraneha. Inkobalize toske paya. Zuprende vila pashke parandaso. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now, the Bible says something, that if you connect to the vine, you will produce more fruit. Means there is no barrenness. You are going to come against whatever interfere with your fruitfulness. My God, I don't know whether it is the suggestion of the enemy, whether it is the storm or whatever is the opinions of men or system, but I disconnect from it. So whatever fights my fruitfulness, I disconnect from it. I connect to the true vine. In the name of Jesus Christ, I connect to that vine, Jesus Christ. My God, I disconnect from every system of barrenness. I disconnect from every system of limitation. And I connect to fruitfulness, which is of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, begin to pray, begin to disconnect. Oh my God, I'm feeling the anointing right now. I'm feeling the power of God right now. I'm feeling the grace of God right now. I'm feeling the hand of God manifesting right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, begin to disconnect. Mara so prandabadoshaba. In kabadoshke prandabelibokoshitia. In the name of Jesus Christ. As I'm praying right now, the Lord is asking me to pray for a particular person. Right now, you are in the medical field, but it doesn't look as if the medical system is not actually like a nurse or a doctor, but you work in the environment of hospital or medicine. And for some times, it's been difficult for you. God is breaking that curse right now. God is breaking that you. It's not directly as if you are a medical doctor or some like almost like an auxiliary person or an assistant in the medical system. But the Lord said to me, I should declare right now, that every battles that fights your career, let it be broken right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against that force. I come against that power. I come against that influence of darkness that has resisted you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are trusting God for a job and you are believing God that God has been delayed for too long. I am not where I should be. My God, there is an influence of the Holy Ghost that is coming upon your career. And I'm telling you, you are going to see a miracle happen before this conference is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am breaking that curse. I am breaking that yoke. I am breaking that influence of darkness over your life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I loose you from that satanic clip. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there is someone listening to me. You are having a very tough marriage and you are believing God for intervention. The Lord said, I should tell you that the curse is broken right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever is the battle interfering with your family, with your marriage, is broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. Maraskopada galimba kushataya. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare a release. I declare God's power. I declare God's influence. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm feeling God's hand. Someone right now, you as if you've been having this pain on your legs, almost like from your knees all the way. And sometimes it comes back to your thighs and to your waist. And you are wondering what kind of pain. Sometimes it makes you feel as if you're almost going paralyzed because the pain sometimes will be excruciating. I am speaking the healing power of God to your body right now. Every demonic attack and arrows of darkness that flows in your body, I command them to be uprooted now. That pain in your body be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that seed of darkness to be uprooted. Hey, my God, I feel God's grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, exercise yourself and begin to receive that healing power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I pray for people in businesses that you've been struggling. You've been struggling in that business. I speak miracle right now in that business, right? I speak miracle right now. I speak miracle, my God. You that is in contract, but look as if your contract season is over and you don't know what next to do. The Lord is restoring you and is opening a new door. right now in the name of Jesus Christ is opening a new door by the power of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare miracle. I declare God's power. I declare God's grace. I declare God's mighty hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, I feel the grace of God right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you because miracles are happening. No more barrenness. I speak fruitfulness. I speak fruitfulness right now. Whatever medical report you've received in the past days or weeks or months, and it's been disturbing you, yet what the Lord is saying, those medical reports are changed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare miracles right now. Oh my God, miracles. No more medical negative report, but miracles. Concern the doctor's report in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak against every sugar situation. I sugar in your blood. Ah, my God, I cast that devil right now and I command it to leave your body. Every form of high blood pressure, hypertension, I command that it now. No, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break that curse by the power of God. You eye problem, hypermetropia, retina challenges. My God, I command healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ over your eyes. Healing by the power of God. My God, you cannot connect to Christ and not receive much fruit. In the name of the living God, I break every chains of darkness. I break every power of darkness that has influenced in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the hand of God destroy the structures, program, projection of darkness over you in the name of the living God. Thank you, Father. There's someone the Lord says I should pray for. Yet the word of the Lord concerns is as if your marriage is under some witchcraft manipulation. My God, some witchcraft manipulation. I begin to speak. I don't know whether you're in the church room or online, but hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, that projection, that program of darkness, break now. In the name of Jesus Christ, break by the power of God. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I release mercy. I release mercy upon your life. I release mercy. There's someone also, I don't know, there's this back pain you've been experiencing. Back. I feel some back pain right now. My God, Likura Basenda Kushkapaya. I declare healing power right now. That pain in your back, receive healing right now. That pain in your body, receive healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God, the Lord said I should pray for someone and you are having like a lupus something. Something about lupus is as if it's a disease in your body that fights your organ or something. I don't know how to explain it. It's almost like a lupus something. It's as if a disease that fights your organs in your body. But hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus go through your body. Every seed that is not planted by God is uprooted. Every seed 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 not planted by God is uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone right now. I don't know who has a son called Caleb. 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 I pray for Caleb right now. I don't know who has a son, whether you're online, whether you're in church, but I ask the Lord right now to release his power upon that child right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the programs of darkness and the plans of the enemy is canceled in the name of Jesus Christ from that child. It's canceled. It's canceled. It's canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for that healing power. I see an angel walking on a child. Well, it's like almost like an adult child, almost like a teenage or probably between 18 and 20. I'm seeing a child, but it's having like a autistic challenge or something. I see an angel of the Lord doing a miracle. I don't know what expectations you are believing God over that child, but his learning capacity is slow or something. Slow. But I pray for everyone, whether from a from 1 year old all the way to 20 that is having that autistic challenge right now. Let the healing power of God begin to touch that child. Touch that child right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, whether you are standing in for someone or you have someone that is having that challenge, I decree the power of God right now to touch that child in the name of Jesus Christ, to release the mighty hand of God upon that child in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak miracle. I speak miracle in the name of Jesus, and let the power of God affect that healing on that child in the name of Jesus Christ. Two more prophetic, and I'm seeing the Lord is showing me someone that you are having an abdominal challenge that almost a cycle that is heavy. I speak healing right now. I speak healing. Now, yours is not even natural. It has a demonic sponsor. I cast that spirit behind that pain in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, as I'm speaking right now, the Lord said to me, cast that fibroid. I cast every abnormal growth in your body. I cast that fiber, those tissues, I cast them to dry up right now. I cast them. I command them to leave your body. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave your body. By the hand of God, I declare victory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. The last but not the least, I pray for you that is having financial challenge. You can't keep struggle, but by the time you hold it, you look as if you're losing. Whatever it is that is the devouring force of darkness taking from your hands, oh my God, until one finishes, another cannot come. From one or the other, you try to see what you can see. You try to gather, you can't gather. The devil is a liar. That curse of poverty, that curse of lack that is ravaging the works of your hand, I command that curse break in the name of Jesus. I command that curse break in the name of Jesus. I command that curse break in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the power of God right now release into your hand right now. I command that chain that has held you bound break in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the power of God be released upon you. Thank you, Father, for answer prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen and amen. I have to stop here because so much is happening, but I pray that the Lord God will do beyond what I have declared, even what the Lord is showing me. I declare right now, Father, go beyond what I have declared, what you have said in my hand, and begin to work out miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone is having an abnormal cycle. Today, look as if your period comes. Tomorrow, look as if it does come. You are receiving healing right now. That demonic force right now is as if you've not seen it for a while. I break that curse and I declare your body function where your hormonal system become balanced in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare victory by the power of the Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, there's someone right now, you lost someone recently, probably maybe in the past few weeks, and maybe like almost like a mother figure or something. And the enemy is trying to rotate the covenant of death. I cast that cycle of death now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whoever has lost like a mother or something, or an auntie or mother figure, I command now in the name of Jesus Christ, that death is stopped. It will not pick another person. I cast that demonic hold right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that yoke be broken in Jesus' mighty name. Receive now the blessings of God. I pray this prayer of fruitfulness. Much before the year is over, begin to see the result of this conference. In the name of Jesus Christ, see the result of this conference. Father, we thank you. We give God the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. What a mighty God we serve. What a hand. Oh my God, Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We thank you for this supernatural release of the abiding grace. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. My God, my God. I feel strongly the Lord is doing much miracles, much more miracles by the power of the Almighty God. There's one more prayer I'm going to pray, but I want to lead you to take an offering. I want to take an offering. The Lord is saying to me, there are some of you right now that your faith need to be extended right now with a gift in your hand. Now, how do you receive this? Is because you have to express it by your giving. And I don't know why. I just feel strongly there is a miracle. There's a miracle connected to this supernatural presence. Also, that someone would tell, you know, someone would tell, and I ask the Lord what you present. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, that is within me. Bless the soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefit. The love of God is expressed. Someone would tell, all the way. He shows us the attribute of God that is so abundant. The attribute of God that is so abundant. If he heals our diseases. Bible says he preserves us from destructions and all of the plans of the enemy. Bible says that he's crowned us with loving kindness and his tender mercy and his awesome. Then we satisfy our mouth of goodness. That our youth is renewed like that of God. Simple, what are you trying to say? I want to ask you, by the power of God, wherever you are, let God lead you. But an offering of $103, $103 to connect to this prophetic grace. I have not actually seen all of this before, but I know strongly that God is speaking soon. I want to connect it to believing God that there's miracles. There's so much blessings we see. There's so much. See that offering and the blessings of God and trust the Lord that the blessings in this psalm, the blessings in this psalm is going to manifest in my life. Blessings in this psalm is going to manifest in my life. You know, I'm looking at it again. It's going to manifest in my life and it's going to release the hand of God. I feel that strongly about someone today that you are going to see God's blessings, he says. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefit. I will see all of it. He forgives us. He heals us. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth will be renewed like an eagle. Profound blessings of God. So I believe strongly that the Lord will inspire it in your heart that what I'm telling you is of God, is not of the flesh. You know, so I am trying to challenge you today to sow a seed of $103, you know, connecting to someone who trades. You will see the details on the screen. You know, you can follow the details on the screen, and I want you to connect it. Once it's done, we are going to pray this last prayer. You know, we're going to pray this last prayer of releasing supernatural abundance in the next few days. You'll begin to know that the word of the Lord is on my lips. And I want you to share your testimony because I believe in God from these prophetic instructions that as you align your heart, because I know that when it comes to giving and all that, it has been bastardized. But you see, the devil cannot attack what is not working. So people would have bastardized it and loved us, but that doesn't mean there is no genuine instruction from the Lord concerning giving. You understand? So, but you are our faith. You are not of the opinions and suggestions of the world. The devil cannot steal from you what God has already blessed you. So we are trusting the Lord. This is going to become one thing that the Lord will do. I want you to sow that seed with those information. Can you keep that information one more time on the screen so that if you need to take a picture of it, and I know probably you might be giving in the past services, but this is a very prophetic, and I want you to connect to me. Then if you are ready, we are going to pray. Amen. Look at the details on the screen and follow all of the instruction and what God will do for you by the power of the Almighty God. And I believe this giving can be anywhere around the world. If you give in the Canada region or America or any of the European region, I believe also in Africa, I will give in those details, I believe, strongly we go through by the power of the Almighty God. Father, I thank you right now for the supernatural influence. No, I'm feeling that blessings of Psalm 103, these distinct seven blessings. My God, my God, my God, is extended to your children, is extended to your children and their children. The blessings of fruitfulness. Don't know who, what is giving you concern over your family, but the Lord is taking care of it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God, all of the benefits of the Lord, I declare, all of the benefits of God in this scripture, as we connect to it with our giving, I speak miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the benefit begin to manifest. Oh, Mashaka Branda Osaka. Let the benefit begin to manifest. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am releasing God's influence. I am releasing God's power. In the name of the living God, let his hand be strong upon you. I don't know who works with an airline company, like in the airport or something. I am seeing the heavens open. I'm seeing a release of a miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is doing something unusual. By the power of the Almighty God, there's a miracle that is being released right now. Someone right now, I'm seeing you like almost like a project manager or something. The Lord is releasing a favor upon you. God, in the name of Jesus, a favor upon your life by the power of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am seeing someone also like a nurse. The Lord is releasing favor. Promotion is coming right now. In the name of the living God, in the name of Jesus Christ. The hand of darkness is removed from your finances, is removed from your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is a supernatural release of God's power resting upon your life. In the name of Jesus, ancestral yoke is destroyed. By this, O God, receive much fruit. Receive the blessings of much fruit. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the capacity of your faith expression, through the word of God you receive today, let this grace begin to function. There is someone right now, there is a mantle upon your life. This is a mantle, a financial mantle the Lord is giving to you. And I asked the Lord, what is it? He said, God is making you a custodian of financial resources for kingdom purpose. You will begin to have exposure to financial favors right now. God is releasing, releasing financial favors right now. In the name of Jesus, for kingdom purpose, God says that the glory that was lost in the family is being released upon you right now. In the name of Jesus, is a mantle of financial favor that is being released in your life, and you are going to begin to see supernatural possibility in the financial system. And I declare right now that you are going to experience that favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Let his mighty hand be made manifested by the power of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not struggle anymore by the hand of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Someone, you are receiving healing. Healing because of this giving. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are receiving healing. He says, who healeth all thy diseases. You are receiving healing right now. Then there's someone right now, there is some ailment that is ravaging your body. Some ailment ravaging your body. It's as if your sickness is ravaging your body. You don't understand. It's as if today you're well, tomorrow you're not well. The Bible says it's healing you from those diseases and it's redeeming your life from destruction. The Lord says, I should tell you, what has happened to your mother will not happen to you. Your mother died of some strange sickness and disease. No, you have escaped it in the name of Jesus Christ. You are released in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. I don't want to keep you too long. I know that it's almost midnight or sometime, some almost midnight here. And we trust the Lord for a miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am so much trusting the Lord that he will show himself stronger as never before. In Jesus, the Lord bless you. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Bishop. God bless you. Thank you, Mama. God bless you. Amen. Someone also, you know, thank you for letting me be here today. I look forward in the next few weeks, amen, to life there again for the deliverance service. Amen. God bless you, sir.
Bless you. Bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Amen. 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 That was so powerful. I received so much from the Spirit of the Lord as you spoke and taught and prophesied and ministered. Even just this evening, I was ministering to a particular family, and the issues that you raised up, well, eye issues, retina, and joint issues, and all of that, as you were mentioning those things back to back, I said, "That's that family. That's that family." And I want to believe that they are watching for the first time today, because I sent them the poster so that they can join in on Zoom tonight and participate in just different things that you mentioned. So I'm really looking forward to when you're going to be here in person, and people can just plug into what God has given to you for his body. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you glad that you came tonight to hear the word of the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God has so many gifts that he makes available to his people. And he pours out from these streams into the body of Christ. And I am so blessed that I drink from the stream of God that is flowing out of your life to touch lives in a powerful, powerful way. I remember the first time I met him. I'm not too sure what city now. Possibly it was Dallas or somewhere in the States. And I'm walking, and he comes to me and says, "Man of God, God is saying something to me. I need to talk to you about it. I know you are way over there, but may I?" I said, "Yes, please." And he began to speak into my life. And everything, I was saying, "Oh my God, who is this guy?" Who is this guy? He's reading everything. He's telling me everything. Detail, 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 detail. I said, "Oh no, I'm taking note of this young man." And God has connected us, and I am so blessed, just celebrate the goodness of God in your life, and the body of Christ needs it. And so we're looking forward to when you're going to be here, before the end of the month. And we'll just have, I'm really thinking that we should have a Saturday morning, a Saturday evening, a Sunday morning, so that you have time to just minister to the people of God. I'm not going to be selfish and keep you to myself. We need this grace moving in our midst powerfully. Thank you so very much. Please greet your dad and your mom, two powerful forces of God, and of course your elect lady and your family. We celebrate you all. We thank God for you, and we join ourselves to be a blessing in your life also. Thank you so very much. Mama, do you want to say something? You're looking so cute over there. Oh, she said to say she's thankful and she's grateful. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, let us honor God. The man of God has given us a charge to honor God with a special offering. tonight, and he says we can go with Psalm 103 and give a special offering of $103. Amen. And I want to encourage you to do that right now. Just come and just release it unto the Lord, and let the God of all blessings bless us as his people. Amen. When you receive the word of God, you need to do something to connect with it. That's so necessary and so needful. You don't need to be told that over and over again.